The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Aleph. Today's Zabit Ben Stanit, the Neshvat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenehame, Began Eden, Amen. Today's Zabit Ben Shavuah, Shalom, Amiki, Ben Jamie. En la Rekhah, Fat Nevesh, Ben Gufa, Tukar, Malam, Chini, Nasum, Anomar, Amen. We start the Mishnah on Samech Aleph, Amud Rishon, Matnitin, Metahed, Yenoshir, Ovet, Kochavim. Okay, so you're making wine in the Goy's house, in the Goy's possession. Betahara, v'notno b'rishuto. Okay, and you're leaving it in his house, but you're going to use it. You're going to buy it from him. You're going to take it from him, but you're leaving it in the goy's possession. Hapatuach l'rishut rabim. Now his house is open to the public domain, the goy's house, that is. V'eir sheyesh ba'ovet kochavim yisraelim. And in the city lives Jews and non-Jews alike. The din is mutar. The wine is okay because the goy is going to be scared that a Jew might catch him, because there's Jews and goyim living in the city, and his house is open up to the public domain. Obviously. If it's all going living in the city, so it's asur, because he's scared. I mean, he's not scared. He can't get caught. Now, if she yashav, ad she yashivu meshemet, either until the Jew sits there and watches him 24 hours, ve'elo shemet sedik liot yashivu meshemet, but it doesn't have to be constantly, the Mishnah says. Ava b'ishu yosef v'nechnas mutar, even though he's yosef v'nechnas, as long as he goes in and out, like a mashkiyach, in and out, the goy is going to be scared. We'll see what he means. We have to wait for the Gemara. What that statement means. The domain of the goy is one. Continue. Okay, also, same case. You're the wine of the goy. You're making wine for the goy to make it suitable for drinking. And you're leaving it in his reshut. So it's in the goy's reshut. Same, we had this case on the last half. And the goy writes to Mishtar, I got paid for it. Mutar. Why? Because it's in lock and key, like we learned earlier. And the Jew has rights to come and get it whenever he wants. So and the goy is not gonna break the lock in order to do anything. Especially, he said, and consider as if it was paid already. If the Jew wants to go get it, and the goy doesn't let him, until he gets paid. Okay, that's going to be asur. Right, because the goy is not scared to touch it, because he says, if the Jew says, hey, that's my wine, you didn't pay for it yet, get out of here, it's my wine. But once already he says, I got paid for it, then already he's scared to touch it, because true, the Jew owes him money, but they didn't make the wine a collateral against that money that's owed. So therefore, he's going to be scared. Go to the Gemara. Even if you have a city that's all goyim, so what do we say? Mutar, because he's not going to be scared to touch it. Why? It's mutar. It's asur. I'm sorry. Why is it asur? Because he's not going to be scared to touch it. Gemara says, what about the peddlers? The Jewish peddlers that are coming around in the city. It's true they don't live in the city, but there's peddlers, Jewish peddlers, so therefore he'll be scared to touch it. It's a city that has a gate with a lock, and therefore you know when people are coming into the city. Normally the city is locked, and therefore it's all goyim. And if a peddler's coming in, the goyim knows he's coming because they have to open up the door, so therefore he's not scared. About if you say b'halon toshut rabim dame. Okay, rules. We said if you're living in a place where there's Jews in the town, and his house is open to the public domain, that's considered already, he's not going to touch the wine. Or, even if his house is not open to the public domain, but he has a window that's open to the public domain, where they can see in, they can see out, that's also okay, because he's scared. Garbage dump. People always go into the garbage dump at all hours in the day to relieve themselves. So therefore, that's also like a shut rabim. Why? Because the Jew can see him. So he's not going to touch. V'diklak kashut rabim dame. A palm tree. A Jewish guy has a palm tree. Why? The Jew always comes to collect his fruit. So then if the palm tree is right in front of the goy's house, he's going to climb to get the fruit and see, and therefore the wine is going to be okay.
So the goy has, I mean, when the Jew has a key also.
Right. So the Gemara says, resha peligi, resha, psik resha. Let's say the palm tree is dead. Psiklishat, its head broke, which means it's not producing fruit. Then do you have to suspect that the Jews are going to come to the tree anymore? Pligi bara v'chav ravina. It's machlokin. Had asar v'had shari. One said asur, one said mutar. Man da asar, One that says Asur, yeah. Lamba le de salik hatam. Why should he go to the tree anymore? Right. And therefore he's not going to go to the tree, therefore the goy doesn't care to touch because nobody's going to catch him. Uman de shari, zimna de avdala behema. Maybe the Jew's going to lose his animal. So he wants to get aerial view to see where the animal is. What is he going to do? The salik is going to climb up the tree. So the tree still benefits the Jew. Therefore the goy is not going to touch the one because the Jew's still going to walk by the tree. Rashi. Rochli, let's just read the Rashi's after we're up to. Rochli Rashi. Mochlin besamim. Right, the besamim sellers. The Israelim and the Jewish peddlers. Ovrim me'ir la'ir. Umirtat, omet chavim. Dilma hazul et derech ushlim. Maybe the peddlers are going to see him touching the wine. Kabbalah says, no. The time of Briya has a door with a gate. A gate with a lock. She'enich nasim ba'ilam reshut. V'kulam ayad ki alim. Everybody knows when somebody comes in the city. So mati l'mekam alay ahu sh'aftas. So he'll know when the Jewish peddlers in town. So be careful though. So about it, so he won't be scared. V'chalon k'shut amin dame. Afilu bayit patuan l'chatzer. Even if his house is not open to the public domain. Even if the goy says open to the courtyard. However, v'chalon patuan l'chatzer. But he has a window that's open to the chaser b'shutrim that opens up to the shutrabim. Can they get petah habay in front of his house? Why? Because the people can see in his window, and therefore the Jew can see in, and therefore he's going to be scared to touch the wine. Then he says another explanation. That's a real explanation. Yeah, it's a private domain. That's not a shutrabim. You have a Jewish guy who lives across from the goy. And the windows are across the street from each other. That's like the shut rabim, because the Jew can look out of his window and see the goy's window. So the goy's going to be scared. That's the pshat. Next, Ashi. Ashpa. Derech Ashpa la'mod b'nei adam aliyah. Right. The people stand in the Ashpa. They're always there. So the goy's going to be scared. Dikla she said, nigga, the petah, metireh, 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 metireh. Exactly. It's where the Jew's going to climb up the tree to get perot. He's going to watch. Psikle shesh yon tekel. Maybe let's say the tree broke. There's no fruit. Why is he going to climb the tree? There's no fruit. And the other rabbi says, no, he's going to climb the tree to get the aerial view to find his animal. And therefore he's going to be scared. Continues.
Echad alokeyah ve'echad asocher bayit v'chatzero shel oved kochavim. This is cases from a braita. That guy either is a lokeyah, he buys a house in the courtyard where goyim are living. So a Jew living in a courtyard with goyim. Had a socher bayit v'chatzero shel oved. He's renting. So there's a Jew living in the same courtyard as a goy. What's the din? Umilahu yayin, and he filled it up with wine. Meaning they filled up the chaser with wine. V'yisrael dar b'otah chaser. Okay, the Jew is living in the chaser with the goy. Mutar. You don't have to worry. Why? What's the reason? Because the Jews living in the chaser, so therefore, even though there's goyim there, he's not going to touch the yayin because he's scared that the Jew's right there. You can see him. He'll walk in at any time. So even though the Jew doesn't have a key and doesn't, it's not locked up. You have nothing to worry about such a case. He says, "Etzim zeh shem Yisrael gar beotah haser martia ovet kumi lekanes lebet the bayit shuvu nechayayin." I guess there's a separate vault where the wine is over there. The goy is not going to come and ruin the wine over there because he knows the Jew. Afilu eno segud b'maftaya. The alpha pishes shel eno nimsa bechol shav bebeto. Even though the Jew's not home 24 hours a day, etzim shehu yotzev nechnas. He's in and out of the haser martia et ovet kochavim with the gar beyin. Good. So that's the first case over here. Second case is now. Whose wine is this? It says Ben Baalayam Ben Yisrael Acher. It doesn't matter whose wine it is. Next case. Bahaser Acheret. Oh, but if the Jew, let's say, is living in a different chaser, different courtyard, mutar. Also, the wine is mutar, but you need more restrictions. Virushim Maftayach Bechotam Biyado. So now the Jew in this case needs the key and it's got to be locked. Okay, now we have to point out, we learned on the daf already, that if the goy's house is open to the shutarabim and there's Jews in the neighborhood, mutar, the wine, because since his house is open to the shutarabim, he's worried that the Jew might see him, therefore he's scared. So you have to say in this case,
that even though the Jews in the Nanda Hasid, the Goy's house is not open to the Rishut to Rabbim, because otherwise then it would be Mutar, because he's scared to touch, because the Jews going to see him. The Mefarshim point that out as well. Next case, third case of the Braita. HaMetahir Yino Shil Oved Kochavim Birshuto. Metahir Yino means the Jew is making wine by the Goy, but he's making it Metahara, meaning he's doing it. There's no Yayin Nesek. He's making sure that it doesn't get touched by the Goyim. Meaning he's going to take that wine for himself, or he's going to want to use it. So he's making it by the Goyim, but he's making it Metahara. They call it a Metahir Yino Shil Oved Kochavim Birshuto. Birshuto Shil Oved Kochavim. The Israel dar be'otah hasir, and the Israel lives in the hasir mutar. In this case, it's permissible to drink the wine. But the Jew has to have the key, and it's got to be locked. Now, what's the explanation over here? The explanation over here is because it's not the Jew's wine yet. Over here, he's just working for the goy. So the logic is, even though the Jew's living in the courtyard, the goy's not going to be scared to go and even touch the wine. Because he can rationalize, it's my wine. So what do I care if a Jew helped me make the wine betara? It's still not the Jew's yet. And therefore the deen is, it's only going to be mutar if the Jew has the key and lock to it. He says, מכיוון שהיין עדיין שייך לעובד כוכבים ואין לו מיועד לישראל, the Jew didn't get possession yet, אין לו עובד כוכבים ירא כל כך שמה יתפס, אין לו כבי גסקות. So maybe he touched it. Okay. Now on that case of מתהד ינו, רבי יוחנן comes along and says, you have a mistake in the text of the Braita. אמר לי רבי יוחנן לתנה. So רבי יוחנן, it's interruption now. רבי יוחנן comes along and tells the Tana, תני אף על פי שאין מפתח וחותם בידו מותר. He's more mekel, Rabbi Yohanan. He says in that case when the Jew's making the wine by the goy and the Jew lives in the same chaser, it's mutar even if the Jew doesn't have a key and a lock over there. He holds again just like the beginning of the Mishnah. Once the Jew is in the same chaser, the goy is scared to play around. Back to the Braita. Okay, what's that case? Let's say the Israel lives in another hasir, not in the place where the wine is. Asur, apal pi shemafteh vechotam biyado, devre Rabbi Meir. Okay, so Rabbi Meir is machmir. Rabbi Meir says, even if the Jew has the key and it's all locked, but he's in a different hasir, it's going to be asur. What's the logic of Rabbi Meir? He says, because the wine belongs to a goy, and it's in his hased, and the Jew's far away, he's not scared to break the lock. He'll break the lock to go, he'll break the kill, he'll go into it. And Achamim Osir, I don't know which case Achamim Osir on, that's the Gemara subject. Achamim Osrim, Adshi Shomer, Yoshim Meshamir. You need a Shomer. I don't know what case the rabbis are talking about, we'll wait for the Gemara. But the rabbis are Osir until you have a Shomer sitting there watching the cake, the wine, or Adshi Yavo. Memuna abba lekitzim, or till you have like a mashgiach that comes at set times. And the Gemara is going to ask, if it comes at set times, what kind of mashgiach? Then the goy knows exactly when he's coming. Memuna abba lekitzim. Kitzim means at a certain set time. Okay, that's the braita. Now the Gemara says, hachamim ahiya. The hachamim that say asur until you get a mashgiach, until you have the Jew watching. Which case are the rabbis all saying it? Idima asefa. Maybe it's on the sefer, the last case. The last case was, goy has the wine in his possession, Jew lives in a different hased. Okay, what did the Rabbi Meir say? The Rabbi Meir said the wine is asur even if the Jew has the key, even if it's under lock. And what did the rabbis come along and say? They agreed. What did the rabbis say? You need a mashgiach. That means what? Even with a key and even with a lock, it's also asur. So you can't tell me hachamim are talking about that case because they agree with Rabbi Meir. It was Tanakama Namemisar Kasar. Tanakama was also said in that case. Or Akhamim was sleep. Tanakama, which is the Bibi, is also said in that case. The Ema Aresha de Sefa. Oh, so it must be going on Resha de Sefa. What's Resha? The first case of the Sefa. That's Yayin Shir Oved Kochavim in the Hasir where the Jew's living. So again, Yayin of the Goy. But the Jew is in the Hasir.
And to that, the Hachamim are saying, you need to still be watching him and all that. The Gemara says, you can't tell me that. Because Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, on that case, came along and corrected the Braita. What did Rabbi Yochanan say on that case? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan le Tana, tili apapish en maftayach v'chotam biyado. On that case, Rabbi Yochanan said that if the Jew is living in the same place, there's no one going to be osir. Even if there's no key, and even if there's no chotam, it's going to be mutar. Now you tell me the rabbi's going to osir, you have to sit and watch it the whole time? So that cannot be the case either. The Ela, so what's the case going on? When the rabbis are osir, asifa deresha. They're talking about goy has the wine in the hasir, and a Jew lives in a different hasir. In that case over there, the deen is going to be the kamar tanakama b'chatzir acheret mutar v'ushim aftei v'otam b'yado. Tanakama said if the Jews living in a different chatzir, it's okay so long as he has the key and it's locked. To that the rabbis come along and say v'achamim ozim le'olam asurat chiyo shumen yoshim v'shemer o'ad shevo b'munei abay l'kitzin. So again, the case of achamim ozim yayin shel goy v'yisrael b'chatzir acheret, to that they're going to say even if you have the key, even if it's on the lock, asur until the Jew is being mashgiach, or there's a mashgiach that comes at specific times. So the Gemara asks, "Memune bale kitzin gilutahu." If the mashgiach is coming at specific times, that's a deficiency, because the goy knows when he's coming. He knows every Tuesday he comes at 2 o'clock. So then the goy knows 2 o'clock, not to do anything bad. Ela ad shiavo memune she'eno bale kitzin. Changes it. Means you have a mashkiach she'eno bale kitzin. He's not coming at specific, not sporadic. You're sitting in a class. He comes without giving any notice, and then when the guy is going to be scared in such a case. Bishimon ben Elazar Omer. Okay, now go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a shita of Bishimon ben Elazar. He said, "Rishut oved kuchavim ahati." We don't know what he meant. Rashi in the Mishnah told us, wait for the Gemara to explain what he is talking about. Now, the Bishimon bin al-Azal Chaora is reacting to something that Tanakama said. What was Tanakama said? Tanakama is talking about a case of Israel. Israel is helping the goy make the wine. And they're doing it betahara. Tahara meaning the Jews making sure that the goy is not touching it. And he left the wine in the house of the Oved Kochavim. So what do we say? In a city that's all Oved Kochavim, the wine is going to be Asur. Because the goy is not scared to touch it, because he's not going to get caught, because there's only Oved Kochavim in the city. Even if his house is open to the Shut Arabim, let his house be open to the Shut Arabim, who's going to see him? Goyim. He's not scared of Goyim. That was the deen of the Tanakama. Now, if he's reacting on that case, and to that, what Rabbi Shimon say? The Shut of the Kochavim Ahati. The Shut of the goy is one. It's all one. What does it even mean? The Gemara says, well, first of all, let's establish. Is he coming to be more strict than the rabbis or lenient? What is he doing? Okay, that was machlok on that. Some say he's coming like this or like that. Gemara explains. Here's what Tanakama said. Keshem shebirshuto asur. Just like the wine is going to be in Asud, in the owner of the wine's house, meaning the goy's house that made the wine, kach b'rishut oved kuchavim ached name Asud. So too, if let's say you find the wine in another goy's house, not the guy that made the wine, it's in somebody else's house, you choshesh that he touched the wine also, even though it's really not his wine. Tarakmas mahmir. Not only in the house of the goy where the wine was made, but even in another house. And what's the reason why we're going to choser? Behaishinan legomlin. What does gomlin mean? Gomlin is gomel hasadim. We're worried about like a kenunya, like a reciprocating deal. Right, a goyimav. What's the deal? Guys, say like this. The goy has his wine that he made. He's going to allow another goy to take the wine and do nesech on it. for a reciprocating situation where he's going to need one day to do Yayin Nesich, to make Nesich. So the other goy will let this guy come into his house and take the wine and make Nesich. Gomlin. So Tarek Mas Hoshesh Le Gomlin, which means when you have Yayin that the Jew helped make. So we know the wine is Betara, and the Jew said, okay, I'm coming back for it, whatever it is, puts it in the corner of the goy, they know that. So what do we say? If there's only goyim in town, Jasur. Because what stops the goy for touching the wine, for making Nesich on the wine? Even if his doors open to the Shut of the Bean, big deal, who's looking in? Goyim. Tarakamaz, not only in this guy's house, but even if the wine now is in a different house, even if it's not in the house of the, even if you took the wine and you put it somewhere else. So you could argue and say, listen, the guy maybe who made the wine, it's his wine, and he has to deal with the Jew, he might not be scared because it's his wine. He made it. Mashenki, when they put it somewhere else, this guy's scared. It's not his wine. Even if it's by somebody else, Yehoshesh v'gomli. That what? That these two goyim made a deal with each other. That don't worry, you make it nesech, and when I need to make yayin, I'll go to your house and take wine. And to that, the Bishwan's being lenient. And the Bishwan says, the Bishwan says it bitmiha. He says it rhetorically. He says like this. So the Bishwan said like this. Rishut Oved Kuchavim Ehadu? Do you think all the Rishuyot of the Oved Kuchavim is one? Wait a minute, every place where the wine is found, it's all the same deen? No, it's not. The Rabbi Shimon was saying it rhetorically. Vichi Rishut Oved Kuchavim Ehadu? No, there's a difference between in the original house where the wine was made. He's not scared to touch the wine. But another guy, if you find it in his house, when you take the wine and put it by him, he could, you could trust that he didn't touch it. And we're not choshesh for this gomlin business, that the goyim are going to make a deal with each other. That's one way of learning that Rabbi Shimon is leku la. Rabbi Nachman amar leachmir. Ve'achi kamar. Tanakama bambi devarim amurim b'rishuto. Ava b'rishuto 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 b'rishuto. Right, which is according to the second version, Tanaka makes a chiluk between the goy's house, the first goy, or the second. Because he says, we're not suspecting to this gomlin business, and therefore we're not worried that the second goy is going to touch it. And to that, the Bishwan says a statement. No, Rishut Oved Kuchavim Ahati. It's all one. No matter where you find the wine, it's going to be Asur. Tanya Kibatet Rav Nachman Amar Zi'ini Lachmi. We have a braita to support Rav Nachman that is Mahmir. That what? That Rabbi Shimon is being mahmir. That doesn't matter where you find the wine. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Kol reshut ovde kuchavim achati mepene haramaim. Clearly, you see, all the reshuyot, wherever you find the wine, is going to be asur because of the ramaim, meaning that they're going to make deals with each other, that he'll allow the other guy to come to the house to make nesich on the wine, and he'll allow him the other time to go to his house to make nesich on the wine. So they make a deal. Look at that sheet. Look at the Rashi, Lakir Lahmir. Explains the whole story, what we said outside, but let's read it inside. Lakir Lahmir. Big Rashi. Lakir. What's the sign of Lakir? The Kama after the Kama. Bi'ir Shikula of the Kukavim Asula Niho Bebayet of the Kukavim. Shehu Be'alav. Not only can't you leave it in the guy's house who owns the wine, who adin bebet ovet kavim aher, nor can the Jew leave it even in another guy's house. Bekamar bishomer azar v'chi kol eshut ovet kavim ahati. V'chi, you think every house is the same? It's all one domain. Bit miyakamaru il be'enu bebet be'alav. Since you're putting the wine not in the owner's house, mutar tavet kavim mirtat. He's scared to touch wine that doesn't belong to him. That's the lakel side. Oh, lahmir kamar. Ubnihuta. Itma. He's saying it bnihuta. That what? The tana kamar davka bebet be'alav kamar. But tana bishomer razal nemar hu adin bebet avet kuchavim aher. Why? The haishin and the gomlin. Af al gav the hayu vet kuchavim shem bayit shelo. Yihed lo keren zavit li Yisrael velo naga denetfas alav keganav. Which means like this. Even the original goy. Let's go back to the original goy. The original goy that made the wine. The Jew made the wine in his house, all that. And the Jew keeps the wine in that goy's house. The goy gives him a corner. I'm not touching it. I'm going to put it in the corner. We'll leave it. It's your section. Even though, and now the goy knows, if he touches that wine, it'll be a ganav. Because the deal was, the Jew doesn't just leave the wine there, walk away, and say, I'm coming back later. He puts it in a special spot. So why do you suspect even the first goy? Why do you suspect the first goy for touching it? If the Jew has a special spot and the goy made a deal with him, he says, Haishina dilma shavikne lo'ovet kuchim havero ba'ala yayin delom mirtat l'nesukhe, which means like this. Which means like this. Let's say the Jew made the wine in a goy's house. And then the Jew says, okay, I'm taking this wine and I'm going to put it by the guy across the street. He tells the guy across the street, this is my wine. I made it by your friend across the street. It's my wine. I want to put it in the corner over there. Give me a spot for it and all that. No problem. Now, this guy should be scared, by the way. Because it's not his wine. The first guy who made the wine can rationalize. That's my wine. I made it. He didn't pay for it. Yeah, nothing happened. But this guy over here, the Jew made a deal with him. I'm coming back for it. But what's the concern? You're worried that this guy made a deal with the guy across the street. Listen, if you want to make nesich on it, you make nesich on this one, and when I want to eat to make nesich, I'll come to your house and make nesich as well. That's the inyan of gomlin. So therefore, this logic is to be mahmir gomlin. And Rishon will come along and say, either la'akir or la'hamir, do you suspect it is item or not? Tanat the Gemara gives one more story. Deber parzak rofila. Rofila is the viceroy. Parzak is the guy's name. He was Mishneh LaMelech. Rofila is Mishneh LaMelech. Second in command. Otivu hamra gabe arisayhu. Okay, they made wine betara, Ayre Yisrael, and they put it by the aris. This is the sharecropper. Sharecroppers holding the wine. Goy sharecroppers holding the wine that was made betara. Sabura balan kamed the rabban lememas. So the rabbis thought to say ki hashinan legomlin. That what? When do we say we suspect of gomlin? This is a similar case. They made the wine by one guy, but they didn't leave it by the guy that made the wine. They put it by the aris. They put it somewhere else. All right. So it says, when do we hoshesh that what is gomlin? Only in a case where you have reciprocal. Two regular guys, you have reciprocal. Today you put by me, tomorrow I'll put by you. But in the case of Rofila, who's the Mishneh LaMelech, and a sharecropper, there's no reciprocal. He'll put by the sharecropper. But the sharecropper one day is not going to say, no, I'll put my wine by you. He doesn't put his wine by Rofila. There's no gomlin in that case. So then in this case, you have to suspect that the guy's going to touch it. The whole logic was, I'm holding the wine. You know, I'll let the neighbor come across the street and play with the wine. Because one day, when I put my wine by him, the reverse. I'll let him come to me, because he'll let me come to him. But that's when you have a reciprocal situation. Two people that are equal, that do favors for each other. But you're not worried about Rofila, that one day the Arish is going to come along and take his wine and put it by him. But over here, that's the derech for the aris to put it by the house of Parzak Rofila. The gomlin lo aishinam. Amalu Rava Adraba. Rava says the reverse sevara. Even in the rabbis that don't hold them normally gomlin, that the goyim are going to do favors to each other like this. That's only in a case where the balabayit is not scared from the owner of the wine, the lomir tadmine, and therefore he's not scared to go into the house and ruin it. In a regular case, the Jew took the wine from here, from Aleph, Goy Aleph, and put it by Goy Bet. You had the makom, right? Goy Aleph is not scared to walk across the street and the tamer wine. No mitat, that's the logic. No mitat if we have to be concerned. Mashenkin over here, Rabban Acha, Kevin de mitat mine, mehape ale zechuta. Mashenkin over here, the aris is scared of his master, Parzak. Mehape ale zechuta. He's going to give him permission to come in, to touch the wine, and he's going to cover up for him. Meaning, he's going to say, nobody touched the wine. What's the Sivara saying? He says like this, even according to the opinion that says, lo haishinan de gomlin, we're not suspecting for gomlin. Why? Because, you know, we're not suspecting for gomlin, because if this guy comes in and touches the wine, the guy's going to say, hey, the wine is no good. The guy came in and touched the wine.
No fear.
Mashiach in here, the guy's going to walk across the street to the Aris, touch the wine, and then the Aris is scared because he doesn't want to go against Rafila, and he's going to come along and say, no, nothing happened. In the first case, the second guy is not scared to come along and say,
or deny him access,
not to let him in. Or if he touched it, he's going to say, hey, touched it, he ruined it, because he's not scared. But Parzak, exactly, Rofila comes to the door, Parzak Rofila, the Aris got to let him in, and then after he touches it, he's not going to say, oh, nothing happened, he's going to cover up for him, so therefore in this case it's worse. Ahu kiraka. Daba yati bet hamlad Yisrael. Oh, krach, kracha. City. Krach is a city. And there was wine in the city, Jewish wine. They found a goy next to the barrels, playing around over there by the barrels, touching all the barrels. They weren't sealed barrels. If they were sealed barrels, we don't care. You have to say they weren't sealed. Okay, so now what? So the Gemara says, depends. If where he was and what he was doing, he would get caught as a thief. So then already we're going to say, Hamra Shere, the wine is okay. Ve'ila Asud. It all depends on what the perception of what the guy was doing is. If the guy, based on what he was doing, is looks like he's a ganav, like he's stealing the wine and stuff like that, then it's mutar. Then we don't suspect that he did anything wrong. But if the guy would not be caught as a ganav where he was standing, what he was doing, then you got to suspect that he was fooling around with the wine, and therefore the wine is going to be asud. Look at that sheet, the way he ends it up. Im nitfas lamchiganav, im ovelchim halashu. He's a weak guy. V'yesh emat shoftei ailav, he's scared of the judges of the city. V'im yimso nogeya nitfas lamchiganav, they catch him touching the wine, he's getting caught as a ganav, and you know this guy is scared to get caught, then it's mutar, because you assume he didn't touch. Hamras shereh, b'shtiyah, it all depends on the type of guy. Guy's a bully, guy's a mafia guy. You don't care to touch the wine, you're not scared of the government, you're not scared of the shofet. And you catch him in the vats with the knife, and you know he touched. But if the guy's a weak guy, he's scared of the deen, he's scared to get caught and all that. So you know he didn't touch, because he's scared for the repercussions. Now, although the Perek ends, we have something very, very uncommon. Rashi's commentary continues even after the Perek is over. This paragraph on the bottom is Rashi. Since there's so many cases in the past 5 or 6 that peep, and so many different variables with Yayin Nesech, and there's many, many rules, and you have, again, the variables that we played with were, number one, the variable is Kavana, Lo Kavana. Variable number two is the level of Isur. Isur Hana'a or Isur Davka Shtiya. And in the Kavanah, Shelo B'Kavanah, even in that there's different levels of what's Shelo B'Kavanah. And then we have the Inyan of Shikshuch via Koho, where it's not from his direct strength. It's coming from Koho, a secondary movement. We have cases where he touched the wine not directly, illa al derech al keli on the barachir. So now that she's going to summarize all the dinim and all the variables and give you the bottom line the way he understands it. So let's read it. Maskarat milta. Okay, bottom line as they call it. Maga oved kochavim. Okay, why do we need a bach over here to fix it? Not such a normal one. Look at gimal and the bach. Maskarat milta maga. Oved kochavim bekavana, kegon shenitkaven ligal. Oh, that's the worst case. The tkaven nigas, kavanah was to touch b'shikshich, and also he moved it. So go back to the thing. Apa bishlo nisich, even though he didn't put it for avodah zara. Asur b'hanah, finished. Worst case. Asur b'hanah mimatitim de agardamim oved kochavim. That was the case of the agardamim. That was the managers over there, the pakid. That was in charge of the midot and the mishkalot that we said over there. He touches the wine with kavana and he moves it. We said lech lech avnina nizira. It's a chumrah because it's really he didn't do nesek. But again, rule the goy goes and shakes it the kavana, even though it's not nesek. We know he didn't do it for nesek. Let's say gizira of the hakamim. That's magabe gufo. Shekshech oto. There's no raya that he did for nesek. Yain asu banam shuhana kavet rabbanam. Okay, next case. V'chein nitkaven nitol davar acher. Yes. Shelo bekavana. What's shelo bekavana? Kegon lo ekir bo shu yayin. He thought it was oil. He didn't know there was wine in the barrel. Mutar bahana. Bematnita de harem. Harem was the ovet kri mishuga. That was the guy's name. Now what did he do over there, the guy? Lo bekavana. He put his hand in the barrel over there. We said he was a Mishuga guy. He thought it was oil. So we said the yayin mutar bahana basur b'shtiya. He stuck his hand and think it was oil. It had to be wine. And he made chikshuch. So we said asur b'shtiya mutar bahana. V'chein nafal lebor. Right, the goy fell in the bor. Shelo bekavana, he fell in the bor. Nameh shelo bekavana mutar bahana matitin. Okay, so like we said, also is going to be mutar. V'chein. נתכוון ליטול דבר אחר כגון אתרוג ברב אשר right, the אתרוג fell into the barrel, so the goy stuck his hand into the אתרוג שלא בכוונה הוא מוטה בהנאה. Okay, so there's all those cases over there. If you remember that case, actually I said on the way, no, that's on the way up. On the way up we said you have to hold his hand because now his mind's not on the אתרוג, but the גבי sticking his hand in, at least שלא בכוונה is only to get the אתרוג, so we said it's מותר בהנאה אסור בשתייה. Okay, now בכוונה, no, I skip. מגע. מגע עובד כוכבים על ידי דבר אחר. Okay, no. Touching the wine על ידי דבר אחר. All these cases till now we're talking about you touching the wine itself. Now we're talking about you're not coming in contact with the wine itself. You're doing something על ידי דבר אחר. כגון, בקנה. What's the קנה case? You're measuring the wine. You're sticking the stick in the wine. They're going in order to see the how much wine is in the barrel. Now, בקנה אנו יודעים שנתכוון לדבר אחר. We know for sure that he's doing it for not nesek. He says, כי מדדו בקנה. Or it is at the sra. Or there was a hornet in the wine thing and he took the stick to get it out. מותר בהנאה ומתניתים. Again, so שתייה is always אסור. שתייה, once already there's any contact so far with the goy, שתייה is אסור. The question always is, Hana. So shelo bekavana or not shelo bekavana. It's clear that the kavana is for something else. Kegon, he's making medida, he did davar acher, or he's taking the sira out, mutar bana. I'm sorry, yeah, mutar bana. Now, bekavana, now he's doing bekavana. Velo hazin lemay ichavim, but you don't know what his kavana is. You don't know what he's doing. Asur behana'a. Then it's even asur behana'a. Ma'u uvda de biram. The sharia rab mishum shelo bekavanahu. Ha bekavanah asur. Okay, what was that case over there? That was the case of an oved kochavim that touched the lulav, the wine with his lulav. He went up to dekel. He can't, right. That's why it was mutar. Mashma that if he touched the wine with his lulav bekavanah, it would be asur. That's exactly the point. So again, בכוונה לשכשך על ידי דבר אחר עשו בהנאה. Okay, now we get to the next situation. כוחו של עובד כוכבים בחבורם. It's not על ידי דבר אחר. It's not בגופו ממש touching it. It's כוחו של עובד כוכבים. It's from his כוח. כגון, what's the case? דאוריק ארוכה. He's pouring wine. He's pouring, either he's emptying out the barrel, emptying wine into it, or he's putting water. Like we said, making a ziga into the
into the wine. Now, hikir bo shu yayin, and he knows it's wine. Asud b'hana'am et Rabbi Yohanan. In that case, it's going to be asud b'hana'am. The Amar, tsev achrez al yinam mishum yayin nesech. Remember the story where the Rish Lakish went to a certain town, and he saw they were eating bishul akum, and he saw they were doing all types of isurim over there. So the Yohanan said, go make an announcement that their wine is yayin nesech. Why? Because they were pouring the water right into the wine. Mishum leklech humra. Again, they didn't know for sure that they're doing it for nesech. But since there was a connection when they poured the water, it's mikohol, and it's touching. Meaning there's a chibur between the water that he's pouring in and the wine. There's like a nitzok. There's a connection between them. So the rabbis were mahmir and say, yes, sir. Now, lo ekir bo mutar af b'shtiya. Oh, what's that case over there? Lo ekir bo. The goy doesn't know it's wine. So you have double negative it. Doesn't know it's wine and it's mikoho. Mutar, b'shtiya even. Oh, so that's the first time we saw a case of shtiya as mutar. Koho, shelo ekir ba. From which case? Ma'ov dad Rabbi Yohanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yosef ben Nehora, the Had Shale afilu b'shtiya. Mishum domet kuchavim lo avayada. Okay, that was the case over there with the two hachamim that drank the wine. That was, they were sitting down. Remember, they were sitting down and they're having wine together. They saw a goy. They didn't know he was a goy. They told him, come pour for us. Right? So there was two sivarot. Right. Two sivarot to say that for sure the goy in his brain's thinking that this can't be wine. Because if it was wine, the rabbis would not be asking me to pour for them. So he was thinking that it's what? Shechar. And it's why it's mikoho. Because he didn't actually touch the wine, he's just pouring the wine. And it's moving mikoho. So therefore, and they drank it. It's one shita, so you can drink it. So, and we put something like that shita. So, koho, shelo bekavana mutar b'shtiya. B'shelo b'chaburan. Oh, the last case, shelo b'chaburan. Where there's no attachment. Kigun zirika. That's for sure. That was the case where the goy threw the barrel into the bore. So clearly in anger. But that case, even if it wasn't bang, it doesn't matter. Because bottom line, it's koho, and clearly it's shelo bekavana over there. There's no chibur. When there's no chibur, zirika is not a problem bechlal. Then we had Rav Ashi's din over there. Even if it was nitkaven, it doesn't matter. There's no chibur. Midrav Ashi, the Marcoshe bezav toru chem enosi yainesik. Zav, if he throws something to zav, it doesn't mean tumah. The law of Yain Nesek follows the Zav. Zav, you need a connection. Throwing is not going to be a problem. Ken egi arab upasak alakha lamaaseh. So that's basically how they have all these shittot Rashi, at least in this panic. Hadran alach, Rabbi Yisrael.